Vice President Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, and her running mate Tim Walz are hitting the campaign trail together again with a two-day bus tour in Georgia. It is the latest sign that a state that President Biden narrowly won in 2020 is once again in play. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith will be on that trip, and she's on the line with us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Tam.
Good morning.
So what's on the schedule for this tour?
It is set to start and finish in Savannah, Georgia, where there will be another one of those Harris mega rallies. According to the campaign, the bus tour will take Harris and Walz across southeast Georgia to meet with a broad swath of voters in rural, suburban, and urban communities, including areas with a lot of Black voters and working class voters. And as for Savannah, the campaign says this is the first time a presidential candidate in a general election will have campaigned there since the 1990s.
So, you know, 2 days might not sound like a lot of time, but in campaign world, it actually is a lot of time to spend in a single state at this point in a tight campaign. So what does the campaign hope to accomplish?
And they aren't even going to Atlanta. Savannah is a Democratic stronghold swimming in a sea of red. So part of what they're doing is trying to lose by less in areas that are more traditionally Republican. Andra Gillespie, who is a political scientist at Emory University, told me it isn't enough just to boost turnout in blue urban centers.
Democrats also want to perform better than they historically have in other parts of the state. So you want to be able to, you know, post stronger margins, even if they're still losing margins in other parts of the state.
The Harris campaign has made a massive investment in Georgia with 24 offices around the state, including in those more traditionally Republican areas. And since Harris started running for president, they have brought in 35,000 new volunteers.
Well, so this trip is one sign that Georgia could go either for the Democrat or the Republican. What are the other signs?
Polls indicate this is a close race, much closer with Harris at the top of the ticket than when Biden was the presumptive nominee. But there is a better way to tell. In presidential races, there are two big indicators of how campaigns are feeling about their chances in a state: time and money. Since Harris got into the race last month, Team Trump and Team Harris have combined to spend more than $50 million on campaign ads. Just in Georgia. That's according to an NPR analysis of data from the tracking firm Ad Impact.
And what about time?
Trump held a rally in Georgia earlier this month, though he did spend part of that speech bashing the state's Republican governor. Trump has since said that he made they have worked things out. For Harris, this is her second visit in less than a month. This is a must-win state for Trump. And for Harris, it would open up additional paths to the 270 electoral votes needed to win. They are both campaigning like this state is in play because it is.
And before we let you go, Tam, Harris has been under pressure to sit down for an interview. That's something she hasn't done since President Biden endorsed her more than a month ago. That is going to happen this week. What more can you tell us?
Well, Harris and Walz together are going to sit down in Georgia with CNN's Dana Bash. Harris is likely to be pressed on areas where her position has changed since the Democratic primary in 2020, including fracking and border security. The Trump campaign has been publicly badgering her to do an interview, in part because they are looking for something, anything to pounce on where they can actually get some traction.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith. Tam, thank you.
You're welcome.
Make sure your batteries are charged.
Working on it.